Many, many congratulations for your victory yesterday.
Thanks very much.
Just tell us what it feels to be a two-time Friends Life 2020 winner.
Yeah, it feels amazing. We had a decent campaign. Going into finals day, I felt we were underdogs out of all the four teams, but to play the way we did as a team, it was a really good team performance that got us over the line in both games, and very pleased, very happy, as you can imagine.
And your own performance, Mr. Consistent, a couple of wickets apiece in both games.
Yeah, always nice to get a few up front. That's my job. Try and keep it tight and hopefully burgle a few wickets. And that came off for me yesterday, which was nice.
As I say, this is the second time you guys have won the tournament. Where do you sort of rank this one? Because you've won it away from home, and that must be quite special.
The first time we won it at home was an amazing atmosphere. Obviously, the home crowd, home everything. To go away and do it in different conditions again, another spectacular day. We knew we were coming up against some really tough teams, and to come out on top of a 18 county competition is pretty sweet.
Talking of different conditions, that the win obviously means you've qualified for the Champions League, which is something to look forward to later in the year.
Yeah, that's a bit of a bonus for us, which is nice. We missed out in 2010 because they had Champions League during the English season that year. So, it's a bit of a bonus for the lads. We'll be looking forward to that. And we'll just see what happens. Hopefully we can win a few over there. It'll be nice.
Just going back to the game, Jimmy, that final over, it's all very sort of tense and exciting. Have you sort of gone up to Chris Wood and said, "I'll have three wickets, please," to finish the game off?
No, I just said to him, "Look, mate, we've done this a million times in the Nets, one over, 14 to get." And I said, "Look, I'm backing you, bud, just nail it."
Super.
And he pretty much did, so it was awesome.